another edition of the Power4 Podcast. My name is JT Fox. I am the world's number one wealth and business coach, serial entrepreneur, private equity investor, best-selling author, and property investor. Every single week here on The Powerful, we do a show where we show you both sides of every single issue. This is not a one-sided show. This is about giving you both sides. Then we give you our opinion, and then you give you your own opinion, and then you decide. The media has been one-sided the entire time because when you don't have the right knowledge is when we make assumptions, and assumptions is what causes bad business decision, racism, ignorance, and here we hope to clarify as well. My co-host here is Francie, a.k.a. The Pack. She runs my entire empire so I can create podcasts like you. Welcome, Francie.
Hi, everyone. Thanks for having me again on. I don't know why I said thanks for having me. I guess thanks for having me on your live while we're recording this first time. But of course, you're going to have me.
You can add Francie as well on Instagram. Now, for those of you who are listening on Apple or Spotify or anything like that, we're actually doing a live on Instagram and on Facebook Live. So it's been the first time ever we've done this before. So we're going to get live feedback as it goes. Issue number one we're going to talk about. A lot of people all over the world are getting mass layoffs. You have the CEO of Disney taking a 50% pay cut. You have the chairman, Bob Iger, giving 100% of his money. So there's this sort of movement out there that CEOs and entrepreneurs and bosses should forego not making any money or breaking even so all of their people can be taken care of, because in theory they have more money or it's their responsibility to take care of their people. So, number one, should you put the company first to make profit, okay? Or should the CEOs, like yourself, right, why don't you give away all your salary, right, for a period of time in order to, you know, maybe give the money to other employees who would keep their job as a result, who may not be protected by the government? Or should it be, you know, this sucks, but at the end of the day.
So you're asking me, is it the company or is it the people? Is that what you're asking?
But in your case, you're the CEO, but in my company as well. Like, should I give up all profits? Should you give away? I give away all my profits so that my people, everyone can stay hired. Everyone can make money. I don't make any money through this as well. Maybe I even lose money. Maybe not too much, but a little bit of money, right? Because if we lose big, it doesn't make sense, right? Should you not make, because you're highly paid, should you not make any money for the protection of other people? That is the raging debate that's happening in the world right now. What are your thoughts about that?
So here's my thoughts. One,
I agree with your pay cut. Thank you. Let's move on to the next topic.
Well, we already did that. So this is what I'm going to say, which is a little bit different than what we actually did. But I am in support of the company. The company needs to take care of itself. Otherwise, those people aren't going to have a job to come back to. There's already a lot of businesses out there that probably aren't going to reopen, and those people aren't going to have a job. So it's not that I'm saying don't take care of the employees at all, but you've got to do what you need to do to survive so those employees have a job to come back to. The reality is that people that in the US, people that make over $75,000 a year, if they just lost their job, there's no government assistance for you. There's no, you're not getting a check in the mail. The unemployment rate isn't going to cover whatever your salary was. Where if you made under $75,000 a year, you're getting a check in the mail from the government. Your unemployment benefits are going to cover your full salary. Where at the end of the day, if the company just keeps doling out money, there's not going to be a job for any of those people to come back to.
But break even. Okay, so let's say from my perspective. Okay, I've been known to make a lot of money out of a lot of companies as well. And should I not make any money? Okay, let's say for the rest of the year to make sure everybody's taken care of. Like, I'm still working probably twice as hard, if not three times as hard as before. Should I not make any money because I have a lot of money? I've had a lot of success. Should I forego any money in order to make sure everybody's protected?
So what I think is, if you forewent making any money over the next 6 months or through the rest of the year, the reality is you would just say, F it, I'm closing down, because you don't need to be working this hard to not be making any money. So at the end of the day, the people that are working hard should make money, because I know you probably wouldn't do that, but a lot of people in your position are not going to work this hard to not make any money. Why would you do that? That doesn't make sense.
I think, let's say I made bad investments. I made bad decisions for the company.
That's different.
The bad decisions led to the company be very serious in trouble. And the weight of my shoulder, my people, I didn't do my people justice because I didn't predict it. This is a pandemic. Nobody in the world could have foreseen that. This is like, I think if there was a nuclear attack in Los Angeles, not all businesses would be shut down like it is today. Everybody would say it's not. So this is unprecedented. There's no rules in the playbook. And so I think this is not man-made. And as a result, this is about surviving. And you're right about, like, what's the point of staying open?
What did you say? What?
I said, this is about surviving.
What did you say before that?
I don't know what I said. Oh. I'll have to rewatch it.
I was right, maybe? I was right?
Well, you're right. I didn't say you were right.
I'm pretty sure I heard that you were right.
I think, as the owner, you should give, like, all your money away back to me so I can be compensated so that you can feel fulfilled by not getting paid. So, anyways, next topic as well. This is an interesting debate. If you're an employee, you obviously have a different version. If you're a business owner...
But here's the thing. Here's the other side of it is essentially I have had employees that we have asked me, can I just be furloughed? Because I'm at home. I'm stressed out. I've got my family running around. I have the kids. I would just rather be furloughed right now than have to work. So
I agree with that. That's, first of all, I tell you, a lot of people will not be hired back in general from other companies. Not because, number one, because people are going to realize they can do more with less. I think you're finding out who you really need and you don't need right now. And I think people will be a lot more strategic. And because unemployment in some countries like America and Canada and other places in Europe had become so like low that you're paying low-level people high salaries that 6-7 years ago wouldn't have gotten the same. So there is going to be a purge and unemployment will continue remaining strong because of that fact. Not because of that, because you can do more with less. Next topic. China has now said that they aren't going to be sending as many, if any, masks back, manufacturing them back because they want to keep them themselves. China created this mess in the first place by eating bats, frogs, snakes, or cats, or dogs. I talked about my podcast yesterday how they now put a law against banning eating all those, except the word bats was not included in there. Should China, okay, put a ban, say we are not going to send masks anywhere in the world. We're going to keep them for our own people because the majority of these masks are actually being manufactured in places like China. So does China?
I don't know that that's correct because your boy, New England Patriots owner, is sending his jet, Robert Kraft, is sending the Patriots plane over to China.
Those are isolated cases. Those are isolated cases. But as a whole, China is trying to hoard. Now, if someone goes say a plan, I do a set.
Well, I think everyone's trying to freaking hoard everything right now.
Right. So my point is, should they hoard that? Because they created this in the first place.
Well, I think a lot of countries have been sending aid to help wherever they can. I think China right now being in a position where China supposedly is in a position where people are getting better and things are going back to normal, allegedly from what we're hearing. We're not seeing photos, we're not seeing video footage, so I don't really know. We know some people in Hong Kong, but Hong Kong's really not China.
Should they be allowed to do this?
I think you should be able to keep a certain amount of supply that you would need for your hospitals, doctor's offices, things like this. Excess surplus.
There's talk that everyone in the world, like even America, say we have to be covered up because apparently everybody's covered up in China. You haven't answered the question. All I want is a yes or no. I don't need a story.
No, they shouldn't be able to surplus. But we're also sending medical supplies to Italy right now.
I'll take the opposite view, okay? I'll take the opposite view. By the way, I disagree with it, but the opposite view is this. When China was going through this Wuhan, who raised money for Wuhan, right? Who in the world sent aid to Wuhan? In fact, more people were sending money to Australia for the wildfires or in America but they weren't sending money to China. Now, yes, it's man-made.
This isn't money. This is supplies, and China manufactures most of the world's goods. So, if they're manufacturing everything, they have it over there. They need to. They need to be sending shit everywhere else because they're the ones manufacturing the shit. So you can't manufacture and keep it all. You gotta give it to the other people.
Just think about this as a country. Just think about this as a country. China says, "Okay, we are pastors, allegedly." So now the point is, now you need us. So I think in the end, they're not going to hold this. This is a negotiation tactic to stall, that if they do release it, oh, look how nice we are, or get leverage or get other things, i.e. tariffs. You watch, supplies, ventilators, and masks, and mask quantities will be, we'll send it over, but those little tariffs. So it is about the disparity of power of negotiation, which up until a few months ago, America had all the power.
Well, we know that's now, what it's all about, but should they or shouldn't they?
With record number of cases, America does not have that because now they need China. So it's a power play.
What it is, but should they be allowed to do that or not?
But here, there's no laws against that, just like there's no law against someone charging, you know, $70 for a hand sanitizer. Is it right? No, but that's the way it is. Or why does drug companies charge more money for a drug? That by the way, if we can't have it both ways. We either live in a capitalist society or we live in socialism. And the problem is we can't take bits of both and everything. Three, it's wrong. Do you have anything for me? Or am I running this?
You are cutting in and out. I don't know. Okay, hang on. You kind of keep cutting in and out on me. So I don't know what the last thing was you just said.
Turn. Your turn.
Oh,
Do you have anything for me or am I running this show?
Okay, so I do have something for you. So they recently released that they have a new...
That is your internet breaking up again. That is...
Well, you're the one that's frozen and
you're breaking up, Francie. It's your...
You're the one that keeps breaking. I can That's see all the comments internet. Continuing by the way, to
is,
come back.
For those of you typed in on Instagram, is Francie frozen or am I frozen? Right? And you better say Francie.
I can see all the comments coming in still.
I can't see any comments, but I just see the China comments coming in. So we must have been a 4-hour delay. All right, ask your question quickly.
I was going to say they have released new rapid testing, where you would know in 15 minutes if you had already recovered from having the coronavirus so people could get back to work. So basically go in, prick your finger, you're fine. You either have already have it, been exposed to it, have it in your body but never got sick and got better, so you're fine, you can go about in the world. Do you think that is genuinely a real test, or do you think that is all just a ploy to try and test people, say, oh, you already had the antibody, you can go and resume life as normal, because this test literally just popped up and it's ready, and they say it's actually easier to do this test than to test someone who is sick?
I mean, I think at this point, everybody's trying to throw things against the wall to see what sticks, i.e. I reported on my podcast yesterday that British American Tobacco says they have a cure for 3,000 people by using tobacco leaves, because right now, governments, rightfully so, FDA and all kinds of medical governments, they want something so bad that it's like fair game, that if it was a longer process, it'd take years and years. And I agree with that. So now, but you have a lot of cuckoo things. But the problem is that with this antibody thing, right? So let's say all our younger staff hypothetically have had it and they're okay. Well, all our high-level managements who may be older throughout companies, they don't have it. So you have a bunch of young people. It's going to be like spring break at the office and we're the older people to manage. So it's not rationale.
Foam party in the office?
I don't think it's... Here's the thing. We're either going to go all back to work and wear masks, or we're not. We're not going to have different sectors and this or that. Or, hey, if you're young and you had it, you go back to work. Because in theory, let's just say right now, let's say 5 million Americans have it. You know what I mean? And we don't know because there's not enough testing, which is the problem. And by the way, they can't make the test fast enough. Like, at the 5-minute test in Abbott, they're doing 50,000 a day, which seems like a lot, but it's really not in the scheme of things when you have 325,000 Americans only. And all over the world. Now, you don't see Abbott Labs going, hey, here's what we're doing to other pharmaceuticals.
Right.
You take it and you manufacture it because it's all about money, right? And And that's kind of how the world works as well. So, unfortunately, it's kind of the reality of the world we live into. I think your best case in June, beginning of June, I think worst case September. This notion that summer is going to make it go all the way, it's not, because there are places like Australia where it's summer now, and their cases are increasing dramatically as well. At the end of the day, and I don't know how this could happen. The entire world should have been locked down for 30 days, and we could have almost, I won't say be done with that. And the problem is that if this pops back up in the fall, like they say, how is that going to affect? But bottom line is every single person is going to have to adjust their businesses. And that may be the new normal of disruption until they have a vaccine, which they will in a year, year and a half. Everyone's pretty confident about that. But it's going to be touch and go until then as well. So there you have it. Maybe I'll do some couple things. So this is the type of podcast you have. Obviously, we would go for another 10-20 minutes to get an idea. jtfox.com/podcast. You can listen to all my daily podcasts as well as the powerful as well. So, by the way, I had no idea what Francie was going to ask me. And Francie had no idea what I was going to ask her. And why we do that is, number one, so we can pay more attention, and it forces you to be prepared so that when something happens, and it's also not rehearsed, it's first natural gut instinct, the same way the viewers would hear it at the same time, because we can over-research it, over-analyze it. What are your thoughts?
You're asking me what my thoughts are on why we do the podcast?
Are you on holiday?
No, I'm saying why are you asking me the thoughts on why the format is of how we do our podcast? I thought you were just explaining.
No, because we're teaching as well as doing that. So part of it is being on the spot. So what you want to increase is your quick thinking skills, okay? And by the way, 95% of your initial gut reaction are actually going to be the correct. The more you think about something, the more you think about not doing, the more you think with your heart, the more you get burned. What's your gut? So I want you to practice. And that's why all of you should listen to my daily podcast, because I throw things out there, and it's that gut reaction that develops your business acumen, your quick thinking. That's why I can think very quick. I can coach. Because what it is, I'm in a zone, and that's called connective learning. Whatever hits my brain, I immediately return it back with an idea or a thought process. That's called connective learning. Now, that comes from actually practicing to do that as well. And so how you do that in closing. Francie, are you good? Any final thoughts?
No, are we closing out the podcast?
We got a call. And I got a call in 8 minutes. Yep. We got to get to. Cool. All right. Thank you. Say bye, Francie. You should add Francie on your Instagram. Everyone should add her. I'm sure you can write some comment on there. And you guys should follow her as well.
All right. That's it for another edition of the Powerful Podcast. I will remind all of you to like, comment, share, give us a 5-star review. You can catch JT on his lives, JT Fox Official or JT Fox. You can catch me on social media live. Instagram is @FrancieBB and it is Francie Baldwin on Facebook. And I encourage all of you to remember that nothing is more powerful than the truth.